This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You know, Mark, we've been doing this show for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're big advocates of freedom of speech. I mean, of course we are. We're on talk radio, would hope that most people on talk radio are at the very least advocates of that. We're also...
Most people are advocates of speech that they agree with.
Most people, yeah. But I think there's a lot of people in the talk radio business that generally agree with freedom of speech. They understand that if you oppress someone's speech, if you advocate for the oppression of someone's speech, that could mean that the very same force that is used to oppress that speech could turn around and turn against your speech someday. People that understand freedom of speech understand that it's the offensive speech that needs to be protected. You don't need to protect popular speech because it's popular. You don't have to worry about that. It's the stuff that can upset people. It's the not just the words, but speech can also be symbolism, you know, like a flag, for instance, that is in your front yard on a flagpole. That's your way of expressing yourself. Now, a flag isn't a particularly good way of expressing oneself.
Because it doesn't always say, the flag means lots of different things to lots of different people.
Right. I mean, so to some extent it is a piece of art in that way, and that it is going to resonate differently with whoever it is that looks at it. Some people might look at it and their heart will swoon. Others might look at it and they'll feel angry. And everything in between.
Well, what we've seen is we've seen instances where homeowners associations have rules against having flags of any sort out in front of your house, mm-hmm. whether the flag says welcome, whether it's a Soviet Union flag, whether it's a flag of Botswana, or whether it's a U.S. flag. They've just got rules against flags. And then oftentimes there will be news stories about somebody moved into some home deed restricted community with homeowners association. They decided that they needed to put up a flag, and this is America, and we should be able to have flags in our place no matter what your contract says. Flags, right? And there'll always be a news story because that's the kind of thing that gets people to read. So you'll have people rallying to the side of somebody who's ostensibly, seemingly, supposedly signed a contract that says they won't put flags out in front of their house, and now they're going to do that. They're going to break the contract. So in that case, I'm for the homeowners association, right?
Right, because it's an existing agreement that you will or will not do certain things, and you should abide by your agreements. It's private property rights trump that. So when you look at the idea of freedom of speech, private property rights trump freedom of speech. Because if you're on my property, you know, I can decide what it is that I want to have happen on my property. And similarly, this radio show exists in the same way, in that we'll let you call in about anything you want. But if you say the F word, we've got to hit the dump button. We've got to get rid of you because there's certain rules that have to apply to this particular venue. Same thing with the movie theater, the classic example of, well, what? You can't yell fire in a crowded theater? What about free speech? Well, movie theater is private property, and they asked you to be quiet. And unless there actually is a fire, then you're violating the rules of being quiet in the theater, and so they've got the right to throw you out. But when it comes to your property and speech, you should be able to express yourself however you want on your property, given that there's not some, you know, deed restriction overhanging you that you've agreed to. If you want to paint something on your property, on your fence or whatever, if you want to paint your house a certain color, if you want to put a flag up, you should be able to do that. Now, sometimes when we talk about these issues, we'll hear from callers who will say they'll be from the military. And they'll say, oh, how dare you? Like, for instance, I'll defend someone's right to burn a flag. I've defended that as your right. If it's your flag, you can't burn someone else's flag without their permission.
I think, again, just as the flag is not particularly good communication, I don't think burning the flag is at all good communication.
Right. But I'll still defend your right to do it. And so sometimes we'll get some angry, you know, ex-military guys on the phone.
It's not like, always ex-military. I mean, we have people on the show that are veterans, and obviously they would defend people's rights to do that.
Right. And, you know, the kind of the idea is that, well, you know, we've fought for your freedoms, but you shouldn't do that. Well, now we've got a story about a military guy, a veteran of the U.S. Army, who didn't burn a flag, but he flew it upside down. And you know what he was given for his effort at trying to express himself? Because generally when you fly a flag upside down, it's a signal of distress, is my understanding. What did he get for his efforts? He got arrested. Story from photographyisnotacrime.com. U.S. Army veteran in Summers, Iowa, was arrested and charged with desecrating the United States flag after hanging it upside down and underneath the Chinese flag. So a little bit of extra symbolism there.
It sounds like
there.
He's trying to communicate that the United States is under just duress because of its all of the debt that it has to the Chinese government.
That's what I would guess from that. Yeah,
that's actually relatively good communication.
He apparently was in protest of an oil pipeline being built without his permission next to a water well that supplies water to his home.
No, I can see why he would be upset. If it's not his property, though, that's something for the courts.
The pipeline is being built against his wishes after eminent domain was granted to a Texas company that's building the pipeline. Well, maybe it was his property before, and then it was taken through eminent domain, which is, that's stealing. You know, whenever eminent domain happens, that's the government stealing your land so they can give it to some private company or use it for their own governmental purposes. And it's absolutely outrageous when it happens, and I totally feel for anybody that's had their property just jacked from them like this. The pipeline, again, being built by a Texas company. Around 11 a.m. on August 11th, two Calhoun County Sheriff's deputies arrested Homer Martz as they arrived at his home. He said one deputy was carrying his two flags as he approached his home.
Hmm.
They said, "You can't do this. We have a statute." And I said,
"We have a constitution, and your statute means F all. This is bullcrap, and these two officers need to spend a few nights in the county jail for this. And whoever sent them out, if they had anything to do with this, frankly, anybody who's associated with this, from the legislators who passed it to the officers who enforced it, need to spend a little time in jail, and then maybe they'll understand what the law of the land is."
Yeah,
the United States Supreme Court has been very, very clear on this issue.
Well, this is a misdemeanor, so he may be looking at up to 30 days in jail instead of the people who arrested him.
Well, he won't be, but...
Wait, you don't think he's going to spend time in jail over this?
No, this story is going to get too much too many legs from a national standpoint, and they'll drop the charges, would be my guess.
I hope you're right about that. Certainly, he should be able to defeat these charges, even if they don't drop them, because this is clearly an unconstitutional statute here. And this is Iowa state law. This isn't some local ordinance. This is the law of the land in Iowa, supposedly. So he tells the officers, or they tell him, "You can't do this. We have a statute." He says, "I'm sorry, but you should not have taken them down. So I walked out and put them back up, and then they arrested me." That's the kind of civil disobedience I got respect for, man. Right in front of the cops, just puts them right back up.
That's his house.
Yep.
These people are trespassing. This is beyond the pale.
Well, they have a secondary excuse, Mark. Deputies told Mr. Martz that his flagpole that sits at the end of his driveway was in the Calhoun County's right-of-way.
Oh, yeah.
Calhoun County Attorney Tina Meth Farrington says that Iowa's flag desecration law is a simple misdemeanor punishable by up to 30 days in jail. Iowa Code 718A states it's a misdemeanor to, quote, "publicly mutilate, deface, defile, or defy, trample upon, cast contempt upon, satirize, to deride or burlesque, either by words or act, such flag, standard, color, ensign, shield, or other insignia of the United States," and several other things, according to Photography Is Not a Crime.
That's ridiculous.
That's
not America.
Right.
Okay, so one thing that we all need to, let's get on the same page here, make sure that we're clear. The United States was put together by a bunch of rebels over a course of more than 100 years. There wasn't one revolution, as in the Revolutionary War. There were there was revolution after revolution after revolution that occurred inside the United States. Don't ask me why this stuff didn't happen in Canada. I can't tell you. But for whatever reason, the kind of people that moved to the area now known as the United States were revolutionaries. They just couldn't handle the yoke of England, and they bucked all the time. How did the rulers handle that? They had oaths. Oaths that they made people swear to.
Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. Join us.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I'd really like to know if there's anybody out there in our audience tonight that supports Iowa's misdemeanor law against so-called, well, not just desecration of the flag, but mutilation, defacing, defiling, or defying, trampling upon, casting contempt upon, satirizing, deriding, or burlesque, either by words or act, such flag, standard color, ensign, shield, or other insignia of the United States. So this isn't just a ban on burning a flag. This is anything that has the insignia of the United States, anything that has the color of the, I mean, this is the most insane anti-flag burning slash mutilation law I've ever seen. You can't satirize the flag in the state of Iowa. I mean, so they've arrested an Army veteran for having the flag, the United States flag, flying upside down and underneath the Chinese flag. Now, by the flag code, that's a violation of, you know, the sort of the way you're supposed to have the American flag. It's always supposed to be higher up than all the other countries' flags. It's not supposed to be flown upside down. So this guy was doing it as a political statement, as a statement about, you know, what he believed. And the police came along and arrested him for it. We'll tell you more about the story here. But if you support the arrest of this man, I would really like to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I also want you to know about the challenge to Bernie Sanders. That is still in play, and Bernie still has not yet responded to this challenge because I guess he just doesn't care about charities. He could get $250,000 worth of Bitcoin donated to the charity of his choice. All he has to do is agree to a three-hour-long debate with Adam Kokesh. Adam Kokesh is a voluntarist. He's somebody who believes in liberty. And so it would be a debate of socialism versus voluntarism. And I think it would be awesome if that could happen. Unfortunately, Bernie is ignoring the invitation thus far. Now, if you want to learn more about this invite, it's going to be on the table at least through the end of this month, so another 10 days or so. Bernie.freetalklive.com is where you can go to learn more about it. Bernie.freetalklive.com. It's supposed to be a three-hour-long debate where Bernie gets to choose the location, you know, which city it happens. Bernie can choose the objective moderator, and if he completes the three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, $250,000 worth of Bitcoin will be donated to the charity of Bernie's choice. Adam Kokesh will get $50,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of his choice, and so far, nothing from Bernie Sanders.
I'd love to hear this because I'm of the opinion that socialism is a system that doesn't work, or it doesn't work well. I mean, it works, right? Like, we can see socialism all around the world working, but I believe it works poorly. It doesn't work as well as free market economics. And I'd love to see a debate based on that, especially from the standard bearer of socialism these days in the United States.
Right. So check out more at Bernie.freetalklive.com. So we're going to your calls and thoughts. We'll tell you more about this ridiculous Iowa law, 718A, that makes it a misdemeanor not just to burn the flag, but to even satirize it, to not just the flag, but any insignia of the United States. Now a U.S. Army veteran's facing 30 days in jail for flying it upside down underneath the Chinese flag. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Rick is up first, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I absolutely agree with the Iowa law. I am a former Marine, but the fact that I am a former Marine has nothing to do with the way I feel. The fact is I think that if a person desecrates any symbol of the United States, it should be a law of the land that it should be a criminal act. I don't even think it should be a misdemeanor. I think it should be a felony.
Felony? Wow, are you for real?
Absolutely.
You for real?
Absolutely for real.
So screw freedom of speech, huh?
If you cannot pledge allegiance to a symbol of this United States, if you can't honor what this United States stands for, why are you here?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you aware of anything about the Pledge of Allegiance? I mean, you know, like who wrote it and what their thoughts and beliefs were?
I do.
Okay, what is it? Tell me who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
You have me all worked up. I'm sorry.
Francis Bellamy, and he's a nationalist socialist.
Would you like me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, I'm very familiar with the Pledge of Allegiance. It was written by a National Socialist who was a flag salesman. And I get why it was there, to sell flags, and because this person is if the original salute to the flag looked remarkably like the Nazi salute. They changed it because of the Nazis got so popular and that sort of thing, and they didn't want to be associated with that. But many of the beliefs of the National Socialists were very similar. I've got to say, the Pledge of Allegiance is a disturbing thing in a nation who had revolutions over oaths and affirmations. I mean, that's what part of the Revolutionary War was that these rulers were making people swear allegiance to them, and they didn't want to.
Well, again, I don't understand why a person would even want to be in the United States if they can't even give allegiance to the United States.
So was the United States, in your mind, all about the government? Or was it about the freedoms that the people who founded it?
Yeah, but it's about the people and the freedoms of the people.
Are people freer than they were 25 years ago?
No.
Okay.
And we never will be under a liberal government.
Fine. But you're pledging allegiance to it because it's the republic for which it stands. They don't say for the people for which it stands. They say the republic. The republic's a form of government, is it not?
It is.
Okay, excellent. So it sounds to me like you're a person who doesn't support the government.
You know, I'm trying to belittle me by giggling like a little girl.
Who's this? What?
I said,
oh, I'm quite amused by you, Rick. I'm sorry. You're sad, man. I mean, you believe supposedly in freedoms, but here you are saying you want people put in prison for doing what they want with their own property. Isn't that what you just told us?
A lot of people in this country have given their life, sacrificed their life for your freedom to think you have the right to desecrate any symbol of the United States yourself.
So because some people went and they died in the service of politicians, no one should be able to do with what they want with their property because it might hurt someone's feelings?
I'll tell you what, I'm just going to let you go, but I guarantee you I'll never tune into your radio station.
Oh, bye-bye. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Oh, he's got his feelings hurt, so let's put everyone in prison for a felony charge. Because they took their own flag and did what they wanted with it. This guy's a U.S. I mean, it's a perfect story. He's a veteran of the U.S. military, this guy. Now he's facing 30 days, not the last caller, but the person we're talking about in this news story from Iowa, facing 30 days in jail because he flew a flag upside down underneath the Chinese flag. And this guy thinks he should be going to prison for that.
Well, I obviously believe that Rick was wrong. But I got to say, this is the indoctrination, right? The indoctrination is, hey, red, white, and blue, F-18s flying over the Super Bowl. I get why people believe this stuff, Ian, and I think that I think it's possible for you to take a softer hand in dealing with people who have not yet shed this this particular allegiance that we're talking about. And by allegiance, I mean the allegiance to the government, because the Pledge of Allegiance and all
this flag worship, it's not an allegiance to freedom. It's not an allegiance to property rights and your ability to express yourself.
It's not truth. It's not justice. It's not the American way.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Got an absolutely outrageous story we're talking about from photographyisnotacrime.com. About a former military guy, a U.S. Army veteran in Summers, Iowa. He's been arrested and charged with desecrating the United States flag after he hung it upside down under a Chinese flag. We can tell you more about the story here, the ridiculous statute in Iowa that makes it a misdemeanor to do that to the flag and do other things, including satirize it. I mean, satirizing it? That means, like, what, drawing a cartoon that makes fun of the flag? That would be a misdemeanor in Iowa as well. So you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. I'd asked for somebody to call in who supports what's happening to this
you
guy.
Got it.
And I got it. The first guy out of the gate, he says he thinks it's not good enough that it's a misdemeanor. He thinks it should be a felony because freedom. Let's go to Shannon. She's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling. I don't know if you like what I say about the last caller. I think the subject isn't as superficial as it's coming across because I do believe in free speech. But You also made a reference to the man Francis Bell, I think it is, that wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep, that's Francis right. Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, yeah.
Okay, and the government was formed supposedly for the people by the people. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Nope, sure doesn't.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. So I see what you're saying, you know, somebody should have free speech in whatever aspect they choose, you know, as long as they're not hurting anybody else. But I also see that the original intent of the formation of the government and the Federalist Papers and all that included, it was supposed to be, like I say, for the people, by the people. It just doesn't work that way in reality. So I can see where, you know, somebody would want to express themselves if they're trying to make a statement that, you know, we're in debt up to our eyes with China.
That's what I see.
Yeah, but on the other side of it, I also see if there's not any cohesiveness to a country or to a common purpose, and I'm not saying that I think, you know, that should be a felony, but I can also, like I heard you say something about, you know, whoever was involved with it, they ought to spend some time in jail. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Because of the system that we have, if that law was written and it's a valid law, and I'm not trying to make it like it was no big deal to arrest, you know, but these are the laws that we get until we get people in there to change them.
Well, these are laws we get until we get a better constitution. And this is one of the things that I used to be big flag guy, but then I came to a conclusion that fundamentally the system was flawed, and fundamentally it was set up so that the wealthy and the powerful can rule over those that aren't. And here's why. Because if the Constitution had teeth, if it said, for instance, I don't know, any legislator who violates these laws or attempts to violate these laws shall have their head chopped off on the White House lawn at noon on the next day, then, you know, maybe you wouldn't have many of them violating it. But we find people doing unconstitutional things all the time that work for the government. And there's nothing that ever happens to them.
Right.
The fact is that hanging a veteran, hanging a flag underneath, you know, upside down on their property, underneath the Chinese flag, is fully within the rights that they have as prescribed by the Supreme Court.
It should be, but in order for this guy to actually have his right to express himself with a flag restored, he's going to have to hire an attorney. He's going to have to take this to court. He's going to have to be victorious and probably, you know, suffer through whatever a number of appeals the state would like to have him suffer through, so however many tens of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees we're talking about here. And then, you know, maybe after a number of years, this particular ordinance, or rather the statute in Iowa, will be overturned, and hooray, now that bad law is off the books after this man has been arrested and has had to go through the ridiculous court system. And that's presuming that, you know, the judges rule in his favor, which they should. But then once that happens, if this thing gets overturned, what you're pointing out, Mark, is that not a single one of these legislators who passed this law, whatever, how many hundreds of them there are.
If he makes $1 million, you and I pay for it. The cops that went and took his flags down, they're not going to get anything.
Shannon, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Chuck. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I would like to say that I think that, you know, truly there's etiquette to the flag, and hanging the flag upside down is not against etiquette.
It would declare
that you're in distress.
Right.
So I would agree with this gentleman that hung his flag upside down underneath the Chinese Communist flag, that in fact our country is in distress, held captive by the government of the Chinese. So I could read into what he's saying
for sure,
and not find any problem with what he said, period.
Well, even though it may violate the etiquette of you're not supposed to hang the flag underneath another country's flag, but that's just etiquette.
That's Iowa law. You're saying that's in an Iowa statute, a federal statute. You wouldn't find a problem with what he's done. So I would put out there, I'm against flag burning unless it touches the ground or unless it's been tattered. The only way to edit it, to get rid of a flag, is to burn it. However, I don't believe in people that just go out and burn a flag in protest.
I think they should be able to.
Legal, though?
I think they should be able to. I just don't think it's a good idea.
I don't like it. I don't want to. As a matter of fact, I might try to stop you if you were doing it in front of me. But I don't necessarily think you should be jailed for it.
I'm with you, Chuck.
Like I said, make no mistake. I might try to take the lighter out of your hand, and tell you exactly why I believe you're doing the wrong thing. But I don't. And
of course, that would be stealing to deprive someone of.
He's willing to take the consequences.
You're willing to take the consequences.
Sure.
And now, I don't support that. I would likely grab a video camera and record it.
What you should do is get a camera and record those people and then put it up on your Facebook page.
Thanks, Chuck, for your call.
I always say this. Don't say you want another constitution. We have a perfect constitution. We just need to follow it. Those people that you said that are legislatures, those people can be censured. Those people can be impeached.
But that would require them. Right, that would require them to do that to themselves.
No, it would require the backbone of the populace to force those people to do their job.
Go take care of those dogs, Chuck. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck. I don't entirely disagree with him, and I've had these conversations with myself over time. I guess I've come to the conclusion that trading one solitary vote at birth, mind you, I never got the option. They told me, this is the deal. You get one solitary vote in every single election, and in exchange, we take 30 to 50% of your earnings, depending on how much you make, and you follow a whole bunch of laws that are victimless and ridiculous, and regulations that don't make any sense, and, you know, all the rules that they give you in exchange for one solitary useless vote. I mean, mind you, most of the people listening to me, their vote has never made a difference in any election that they've ever participated in.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Matthew. He's on the line in Norfolk listening to WNIS. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I was just calling. I tuned in for just a moment and heard the gentleman talking about how it should be illegal to desecrate the flag and so on. I was just a little bit concerned about that. I am a 20-year Navy veteran, retired. And those are the rights that I fought for. Now, whether I agree with what an individual does with his flag or not, it is his right to do that.
You nailed it.
But unfortunately, we live in a country today where if you do something that hurts a certain individual's sensibilities, you can be jailed for it.
Thanks, Matthew, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Pro
Pure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Is America really that different from China? As the Army veteran who's recently arrested in Iowa for having a U.S. flag hung upside down underneath the Chinese flag pointed out, he said, first of all, he didn't even know the law against it existed, but further he said, quote, if they'd asked me to take them down and showed me the statute, I would have taken them down, but in my book they trespassed by taking the flags down. In China, there is no freedom, no protesting, no due process, he wrote on a sign posted in front of the flagpole. In Iowa? In America? Well, apparently, you don't have the freedom to express yourself with a flag in Iowa if you're doing anything besides standard flag treatment etiquette. And now he's facing 30 right. days in jail.
You're
this.
Free to follow all our laws.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know about how you can support Free Talk Live. You can shop with us. Just go and get your shopping done through our links that you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. There's links there to Amazon and Walmart. Most people go to the Amazon links because gets some really great deals that way. But then when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase just because we sent them the business. So, again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got Ricky calling from Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Ricky.
Actually, I'm listening to the live stream, but that's all right.
Okay.
Good evening,
You're
brother.
You're on the
air. What's going on?
You are on the air.
Well,
so go ahead.
You know, I was listening to your. I was listening to your show tonight, and you talked about oaths. And I wanted to start out that way. You know, I took an oath, and you know, I don't know about Brother Switchblade, you know, and any of that, but I know the oath I took. And I first of all start off. I took an oath to tell the truth and to uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, there's a reason why I say that, because you're talking about the law of the land. That was mentioned, too. Now, I think you know where I'm going with this, Mark.
I have no idea where you're going with this, but I'm not Mark.
Well, the law of the land. Well, I asked Mark. So he said with the law
Mark,
of the
do you know where he's going with this?
I don't know. I mentioned the Constitution. Maybe he's going to go hit that.
I mentioned about the oath I took when I was made a deputy on July 23rd of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I have jurisdiction. I have jurisdiction. That's Commonwealth law. Now, the land is the Commonwealth. That's first of all. And I had to, I was in there too. And the state, now the state governs over us. They're above us, say.
No, well, they can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for the call. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't put other men above me. All men and women are on an equal plane as far as I'm concerned. Just the fact that they have their fancy house, you know, with their fancy roof and their, you know, fancy accoutrements or whatever and their flags and everything doesn't mean that they're more important than the rest of us. It doesn't mean that they're better than us. Just because someone voted for them doesn't mean they have the right to rule me. And further, you know, this guy, this U.S. Army veteran facing 30 days in jail for simply expressing himself is absolute outrage. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We got Jose. He's in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WDNG in Anniston. Hey, Jose.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you for all you do. I am a former veteran of the Vietnam War, voluntary straight through, 20 extended months of duty there. I served in the U.S. Army for 20 straight voluntary years. I'm a former paratrooper of the 82nd Airborne Division, and I would like to make a call to all veterans, members, active, reserve, National Guard, I don't care where you're at. Let's find out, maybe you can tell us what town this happened at, and maybe we should organize and all go over there and have a parade and march with upside down flags, with whatever flag you want to put on top of the upside down American flag. Because that is the heart of what we supposedly fight for. Freedom is what we're told, even though you and I and everybody else knows it's a political situation, false wars and all that. But a call out to anybody, especially nearby, to just go and join with this patriot. This is a real patriot. This man deserves our salute. Okay, because of what he did and the way he's practicing his freedom of speech to convey his message about eminent domain and what's going on with China money here and so on. I salute that man. The jarhead, the first call you got, that jarhead does not deserve a salute or any respect from me. I attended a McGovern political rally right after I got back from Vietnam, and I married a Vietnamese gal, and I adopted an Amerasian child and brought her, and I'm at the Cow Palace in Daly City where McGovern is speaking, and somebody's flying a Viet Cong flag. Mind you, I've just come back from Vietnam. And I asked a police officer what would happen to me if I went over there and tore that flag down. And he said, I'm sorry, I would have to arrest you. Please don't do that. That is the freedom that you went to Vietnam to fight for. And that has sunk into my head. As much as I didn't like to see that flag flying, but I will respect anybody's right to do whatever they want with their flag, even though I may not agree with the act itself. I love freedom of speech in the United States.
Yeah. I love your call, man.
Yeah, I love the call, too. I really never thought about, I guess flying, like, say, the Chi-Com flag, I never considered this particular protest to be in any way supportive of that, but I could see how somebody might see it that way. That's, you know, something that that I hadn't considered at all. But I would consider, say, flying a, the old Soviet Union flag to be more of an insult. To me, that's more of an insult than even setting the U.S. flag on fire. Because to me, you could be protesting something the government does by setting the flag on fire, whereas you're showing support if you fly the Soviet flag. What do you think?
Well, I believe in freedom of speech, and if flying a flag of whatever country, if burning a flag of whatever country prevents somebody from doing a violent, you consider that violent, but I mean an extremely violent act, in other words, to vent anger. If burning a flag, whatever flag it is, vents that person's anger, more power to them. I don't agree with it. I don't respect it. But I will surround that person with others who believe like me to protect their right to do so.
Awesome.
I do have an exception. I do have an exception.
Tell me.
And that is, if you're a foreigner and you're in the United States in whatever foreign status you are, whether you're a student, a foreign student, a tourist, a permanent resident, I don't care, refugee, asylee, I don't think you have that right. I think U.S. citizens, whether naturally born or naturalized in court, have the right to do that. But if you are not a U.S. citizen, you should not be desecrating anything having to do with the United States, especially if you're from a country like Mexico, where you would not be allowed to do that to your own flag, where Americans cannot fly flags in the faces of Mexicans at political rallies, then I do not agree with that. Foreigners should not have that right. But I believe U.S. citizens, especially members of the military, former veterans or whatever, yes.
Jose, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. I really appreciate it. And by the way, you'd asked where it was. It was Summers, Iowa. So thank you for the call. I would love to see what he suggested in the beginning of his call happen. A bunch of U.S. military veterans showing up in Summers, Iowa, and then parading down Main Street with a bunch of upside down U.S. flags to show solidarity with this guy. Now, I didn't agree with the end of his call, where, you know, his one exception, but hey, for the most part, I loved almost everything he said.
I see it. I mean,
I see where he's coming from, but you know, freedom of expression should apply to absolutely everyone, regardless of where they're from.
I mean, it makes it even more disgusting to me. I think that flag burning is already a coarse and boorish way to express yourself, but. I think that it goes even, it doubles it again if you're somebody who, for whatever reason, is, you know, living in this country that is not a citizen and, you know, you're availing yourself of whatever the benefits are. Hey, if it stinks that much, then perhaps wherever you came from might be better. If not, burn both of the flags at the very least. Burn a whole bunch of flags together or something. Hey, I don't like flags. I'm just an anti-flag person, I suppose. But if you're doing that, again, flag burning is a really, you know, it's a really sort of open to interpretation kind of expression. People don't know what you mean when you do it. And that's why I think it's really just people trying to get attention.
The toll-free number that allows you to join us here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. U.S. Army veteran facing 30 days in jail for flying the U.S. flag upside down on his property. Now, the county disputes whether or not it was his property line. They claim it was their right-of-way. But regardless, it was his flagpole. It was his flag. He should be able to do what he wants. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. You can join us coming up in Hour 2 on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.